Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So the day I'm recording this is Labor Day, which is traditionally the end of summer and the beginning of fall, even though it's not really fall. But it's kind of a big deal, at least from a business standpoint. So let me ask you a question. Are you making strides to finish strong in the final stretch? So what do I mean by this? What I mean is that we've gone through two-thirds of the year, all right? We're now heading into September, so we have September, October, November, December. And I'm assuming at some point during the year, you've made some business plans, and you've kind of laid out what it is that you wanted to achieve, had some goals and all those kind of things. So question or part number one is, did you take time to review your goals and see where you're at? You can also compare to where you were last year. I can tell you that my business is up over 15%, and I want to finish this year strong. So I know that I've really got to make a push. So the question is what are you going to do? Are you reviewing things, and how can you make a push to get to where you want to be by the end of the year? So the next thing you need to do is analyze where you're at. Okay, based on the goals. If you didn't even set any goals, you should at least be able to measure financially, project-wise, whatever it is. Are you achieving the things that you intended to achieve? Whether it's writing a book, growing your business. Like me, my website is so far behind in being updated. And I've got to, I need to do that. And I just have not done it. I've been lazy lately, okay? It's summertime. I want to chillax. Now's the time to really kick into high gear and make that stuff happen. So the third piece of this puzzle is you have to up your communications game. Now is the time. September is when people are finally getting back from vacations and their kids are in school. And now they're starting to get down to business again. So that's the question. Have you been kind of like hanging back, waiting for people to get ready? Have you been one of those people who's not been ready because you've been on vacation? You've get your kids into school, have all these things that you're doing outside that have taken you away from running your business. Now's the time to really focus. And when I talk about upping your communications game, that is to make a plan to get your message out there. I don't care whether it's through email, through social media, through face-to-face, somehow, some way, you've got to set up a plan to say, I've got these messages. I've got these things that I need my audience to see. What are they? So, my suggestion to you is sit down and start planning what communications do you want to get to whom? And then set up a plan and execute it. If you listened to the last time about a wishing list or a wishing statement versus a mission statement, I talked about how a lot of times we get held back by analysis paralysis. And so this is the time to really sit down, hunker down, and put together exactly what your communications game is going to be. What are you going to say? Who are you going to say it to? And when are you going to get it out there? So the next piece is to make plans. All right, that means set new goals. Sit down and say, within these last 4 months, these are the things that I want to achieve. So create an end of the year business plan. September usually is a very busy business month because everybody is coming off that lull, that summer lull. And now is the time where you're going to reach more people. Now is the time where you're going to be able to execute a lot more. Within the next few weeks, I have a bunch of different things set up. I'm doing a social media boot camp. I'm doing LinkedIn training for a large corporation and their sales team. And I have other presentations that I have to give on Instagram and also about organizing your business in a way that's going to help you make more money. And these are all presentations that I have to work on. So I've got to sit down and say, okay, make plans to get all of these things completed and have them ready to go. So within the next month, I'm giving 4 or 5 presentations, which is awesome. And I also am going to plan to get out to as many networking events as I can, meet as many people as I can, do follow-up calls. Say, how you been? You know, we haven't talked since the spring because we've all been busy. What's happening in your world? So make plans to get in contact with people and start setting up those goals. What are the goals that I want to achieve? So you can look at where you're at right now and say, okay, this is 2/3 of the way through the year. Maybe you've made $10,000. Maybe you've made $100,000. All right? If you've made, let's say, $90,000, chances are you're going to end up making, you know, another third of that. So that's $45,000. That means you could probably end up with $135,000. If you've made $5,000, you're only going to make another $2,500. How can you up that game? How can you get to a point where you're going to make maybe another $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 by the end of the year? Maybe doubling your income. You have to sit down and think about what it is I want to achieve. How can I propel this business forward? And then the final piece of this is to get busy. And that means start taking action. And I talk a lot about the way that I organize my life, my Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, cleaning up my email list, putting together to-do lists. All of those things are incredibly important, but all of it doesn't mean a thing if I don't take action. So you have to get busy. And one of the things that you want to do is you want to measure, did I achieve what it is that I wanted to achieve this day, this week, this month? So now you have to lay all that stuff out and actually start executing it and measure the result. If you're to send out emails, are your open rates any better? How can you make them better? How can you create more engagement? What about your social media? Are you being consistent about it? Are you being thoughtful about it? Are you being intentful about it? Are you actually getting more engagement from people because you're providing them with great content? And from the content standpoint, are you writing blogs? Are you doing articles? Are you doing podcasts? Hey, if you don't have a podcast, maybe now's the time to start one. Or maybe you just want to get interviewed so that you can get your message out to a larger audience. So really think about what activities you're doing, get them started, get them done, and measure the results. So let me go over this one more time. First and foremost, review your goals. Review what you put in place at the beginning of the year. Where are you at? Next, you have to analyze exactly how you've achieved that. Have you met your marks? And if you haven't, why? And then start to figure out how you can do better at it the last third of the year. The next thing you have to do is up your communications game. That means you have to really get out there and start communicating more. Not only online, but face to face. You have to find ways to get yourself and your messages in front of the right audience for them to take action between now and the end of the year. Next is make plans. Plan it out, have the goals set, and then finally, get busy. Start taking action to achieve your final destination. So hopefully you found this useful. If you like tips like this, I have something called the Bacon Weekly Mastermind. Go to baconcoach.com/BWM. It's part training, part mastermind, part open Q&A, and you could try it all out for $1. So check it out. I guarantee it will help you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.